Well, we better get right to it. We're running a little bit late. Got to bring in Dave Spickler now from Lighthouse Commodities. Ran a little long with Senator John Hoeven, but we're trying to get farm bill information. We were twisting the arm, Dave, but nothing to pass along as of yet.
Still a little non-committal. At least the conversations are going on.
Yeah, they're working at it. Hey, what's going on in the Bismarck area? Are you seeing some tractors out there? Is there some planting going on, or what are you seeing? What are you hearing?
Yeah, wheat's going on the ground like crazy. In really good conditions. Just overall pretty good shape. It's still just too cold to get growing on corn or anything like that yet. But it's honestly hasn't been a bad spring at all so far. Just really a lot of just chances for rain now in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully that doesn't hold things back too bad, although we'd sure take the rain.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody listening out there that's going to go, nope, we don't want the rain, nope.
We'll sure take it. Yep.
Is the Bismarck area kind of that dividing line? Because, like, to the west of you, they've been going great guns for a while now, right? Because it's just been so dry that they've been just planting, and hoping for the rain to come. And then a little bit more mixed on the other side of you to the what would be the east.
Yeah, it is almost perfectly. Bismarck and Highway 83 is almost perfectly the line. You don't have to go very far west at all, and you're extraordinarily dry as you go east. It's borderline just right. There's sure not in the kind of, you get 20 miles east of Bismarck and you're planting it in your ideal conditions.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing that I'm hearing today affecting the markets and probably your world is a softening, or maybe, I'm not going to say a deal, but a softening or maybe a warming in the relationship between China and the U.S., although we have nothing to prove that, but it sure seems like it's affecting some of the markets a little bit on rumors.
Yeah, and I would say that the describing of the softening of the relationship is coming from one side of the relationship, we don't even know for sure if that's entirely accurate or not, but certainly the things that have been floated, the rumors, the direct comments and stuff would seem to indicate it's time to actually get this resolved between the U.S. and China. Certainly that's viewed as supportive to beans, even though it looks like it's going to be a long road ahead here yet.
What was it about the beans today? Corn was negative, wheat was negative. What was it about the beans today that put them in positive territory?
Well, I think you just hit on it. It's twofold. It's the rumor mill as it relates to potential China, at least moving off center, if not a new deal, that's supportive to beans. And then I think the current weather forecast, you've got a better window here for eastern Corn Belt planting pace, and you're already off to a pretty good start for the Corn Belt overall. That's certainly negative for corn. Along with it, just if we stay on pace here planting-wise, the corn likely gets more acres than intentions, high likelihood that would occur if planting pace is fast, and then with it, the beans likely end up with less acres. So that dynamic of fast planting being supportive corn, or supportive beans, bearish corn, and then with some of the headline news here for China being supportive, it wasn't surprising to see beans up a little and corn down a little today.
Yeah. I'm going to be interested to see the ending numbers if it plays to, you mentioned it in there, but I'm hearing a little bit more and more about people are kind of deciding to go a little bit more with corn than soybeans, but we'll see in the end where it ends up.
That's highly correlated with planting pace too. Certainly the economics favor doing that. And if in the heart of the Corn Belt, if they have an average even planting pace, there almost certainly will be more corn acres in that June 30th report than there was in the March 31st one.
Dave Spickler, Lighthouse Commodities out of the Bismarck area, but they do business with everyone listening in our listening area, Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota and beyond. Dave, for anybody that might be looking for folks that want to have some marketing help in the grain world, how do they get a hold of you guys?
LighthouseCommodities.com or 701-516-8025.
And this isn't a new thing. You guys have been doing this for quite a while, correct?
This is our 10-year anniversary. We're in double digits now.
Ooh, very cool. All right. Well, Dave, you have a great rest of the day. We'll check in with you again next Wednesday. I bet the planting will be going like crazy. Take care and stay warm.